$1,000, 7% for 12 months, $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months, and $3,500 loans at 8% for 36 months. Membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. Start your 2011 Christmas Club today. Christmas Club accounts mature October 31st. Dividends are paid October 31st by check at 0.75%. Start this new year off by visiting the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Trescott Street under the Water Tower. Or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, where they're working for you. If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a Fast-Track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-Track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back into the Unionville Seaboing Gymnasium. Derek Biesner here with my partner, Sue Schrader. And Sue, you have the stats. You want to go over those and wrap up this game?
We sure will. First of all, I want to tell you, you did a really good job tonight. Derek, it's hard to come into an area where you don't know anybody at all and then do play-by-play, and you did real well after you got the names down pat. And you added some excitement to it, and it was nice for me to have a night off. So hopefully you will be back with us. I believe you're going to be back maybe doing the district games when we get into the district plays there. But I do know that you're going to be the voice of the Thumb when it comes to football season, so we'll look forward to that. In this lopsided final, USA takes the win 79-47, and I'll tell you what, if you would have told me it was going to be this big differential when we started, Derek, I would have bet you my paycheck that it wouldn't have been. So. It's very uncharacteristic, but at the final score here, before we get into totals, I just want to let you know that USA, who's leading the area in three-pointers, only shot three of them tonight. They only made three of them. They probably took maybe six or seven during the course of the game. Towards the end, they were shooting some up there, the bench players were. But
the way they were able to get in the post and really get past the Harbor Beach defense, they didn't need their three-point shooting tonight.
No, they didn't. And we'll start with the Harbor Beach Pirates for scoring. Scott Gurkovich had eight. Sean Sorensen with six. Aaron Ginther with three. Jason Hansen with three. Doug Booms with two. Eli Kraft with four. And then we had Jordan Booms with three. Andrew Simon, I'm sorry, the Simon family, because it's Seaman, and I had done that to you the other night, and I'm real sorry about that. But Andrew Seaman had 18 to lead all scorers for both teams. And on the USA Patriots side, we had Kyle Comer with two, Nick Fetcher with eight, Brad Little with four, and he checked into the game really with about a minute and a half remaining. So good job there, Brad. Andrew Botello with seven. Favor with one, Sean McBrayer with 13, Jake Holland led all USA players with 14, Dan Rick with nine, Alex Corey got two, Dakota Gangler got eight, and Kyle Fletcher had 10, and everybody but Dominic James got on the scoreboard tonight, but it wasn't for lack of trying for a final score of 79-47. That brings the USA Patriots up to 5-3 overall. And they get right back into some conference play on Friday night, and they move on to play Vassar. And hopefully they're going to come out and play just like that and take care of the Vassar Vulcans so that they can continue in the hunt for the Greater Thumb West title. Harbor Beach falls to 5-3 now on the year, and they have a game on Friday night, another crossover game against the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and that'll be a chance for them to regroup and fix the things that went wrong tonight, because I'm sure Ron Rubel's not going to be happy with the giving up 79 points and only scoring 47. They come in defensively-wise only allowing normally 43 points, and that was almost doubled there tonight. So that's not something you want to keep going. And they normally score 56.8 on average, so it just wasn't an output for them.
Nope. And they, I mean, this Lakers squad that they'll take on in a few nights, only 2-5 going into that action. But yeah. Hey, you still can't overlook anyone. Yeah.
And you'll learn that Lakers 2-5, they've got a new coach over there, but and that makes a difference in their adjusting to his play. But that 2-5 doesn't mean a whole lot with Lakers, and they'll be right up there and getting into some making a mess of the Greater Thumb West. And the Greater Thumb East, then, as we were saying earlier in the night, starts again Friday, or I believe for Harbor Beach, it starts again a week from Friday. So they'll have Friday night's game to make some tune-ups and then to go in a whole weekend get ready for Marlette, because Marlette is 2-0 in the Greater Thumb, and they've been predicted by the other coaches to go out and maybe contend for the title. And we'd like to keep it here in Heron County. Not that we have anything against the other teams there, but prefer we'd like to see it stay at home in Heron County. So good luck to both teams on the way out. It was great for USA having us here. They've been great. It's been great working with you, Derek. Thanks to Nikki in the back at the station. She had to do a lot of work tonight since we couldn't get our computer set up the way we needed to. And again, to our stat girl. And we will hear from everybody else again, and you hope us join us next week. On Wednesday, we will be at Cruise 102. We'll be at Lakers, where they host Cass City, who's coming in hot and chasing a title that they haven't had in a few years. So join myself and Brent Wehner next Wednesday. And Derek, have a good night. Everybody else, safe drive home. We'll give it back to Nikki at the studio.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.